Hi there, it's Russ, and today is Saturday, July 27th, 9:21 p.m. here in Madrid, Spain. I just had a nice full day of stuff with my family. We woke up late. I actually went to bed at midnight last night and woke up at like 11 this morning, which is something I haven't done for months, since Alex was born, and probably a little before that, both because Alex is waking up a lot, but also because I'm doing a bunch of projects, and I usually start that around, 1 o'clock in the morning, because from 1 to 5 a.m. is the best time to program. There isn't any other better time to program. I love it. It's quiet. You can just get really into whatever you're doing. There's no noise anywhere. There's no distractions, no phone calls, no nothing. So, anyway, so I kind of got some sleep, and then I woke up today late, and I didn't actually go shopping and go to the butcher's like I should have done. We actually just sort of hung around for a bit, and around 2, we decided, instead of eating here, to go over to cross the big street here. I live in the north part of Madrid, and there's in this neighborhood, there's a big street that sort of separates. It's where the highway kind of comes into the cities, so it's like 4 lanes across. And that street sort of separates the rich people, the big apartment buildings and all that from where I live, which is sort of the normal neighborhood. And, this whole zone is called AFCA. I'm not really sure what that means. AFCA. It's A-Z-C-A. This was all built during Franco's time, and so I think that you'd probably have to be a friend of Franco, or better said, amigo de Franco, ADF, to have an apartment over there. Probably the families who still live there are descendants of the people who were good buddies with Franco. Anyway, so we cross the street, and that's where there's a bunch of nice green spaces, and they call them terrazas, terraces, where restaurants with tables outside and stuff. So we went over there around 2 o'clock. P.M. is the Spanish lunchtime, in the summer actually might even be a little later, maybe like 3 or 3:30. And so we went over there around 2, and there's a nice quiet terrace over there that we went to go eat at. And Alex was really good. He actually had a big bottle before we went over there. And it's July in Madrid, which is just my favorite time, July and August, because everyone leaves, especially for the weekends, and then also for the vacation. And I wrote up this in my blog before. Everyone just goes and goes to the beach for the summer. So I decided to go over there. We decided to go over there and have lunch, and it was great. There was no one there, and it was just really nice and relaxed. It was probably a good 2 hours just hanging out. Alex slept. He woke up a little bit, and then but he just seemed really relaxed. It was just a nice day. It's hot as hell, but this terrace is actually in the shade and stuff. So it was great. And we were pretty much alone. There were probably like 3 or 4 other couples there. It's really a nice, relaxing day. There's not much traffic in that part of the... actually, I can't remember hearing one car go by, to tell you the truth. I think there's no one here in Madrid during the summer, I'm telling you. So anyway, and afterwards we decided to go, and one of Alex's bottles, he's using it quite a lot. It's his favorite bottle. It's his favorite, the top. I'm not trying to say that in English. I'm not going to... we figured we had to go buy one or two more, so we had to walk down to where the big department stores are and some of the other shops, including Chico, which is one of the shops for kids here. And so we walked down there and we did a little shopping, and then Alex was a little nutty, so he decided to come home, and then I went to go food shopping, which I didn't do this morning, and so I just got back from that. And Alex is now, after his full day out and about and doing all that stuff, we decided to... he decided he was crying because he's not hungry anymore. He doesn't have he's not wet. His diapers aren't dirty. He just doesn't want to play. He just wants to go to bed now. So, but the thing is, he cries when he wants to do that. So we have to sort of you have to wait 10 minutes while he cries, and then he'll just go to sleep. So after what he's doing right now, he's in his bedroom. He's sleeping, so it's just great. So now I'm here, and I'm starting to read my my blogs, and I figured that I would put an audio blog on the web before I got started. I actually have a, I'm getting nervous because I'm talking a lot. It's like 2 minutes, I don't know how much, what, 3-4 minutes now. And I'm trying to go, is this thing going to work after so long? Because I haven't tested it. I haven't made an audio blog this long yet. We'll see what happens. Anyways, the thing is about having an audio blog, I sort of I feel sort of guilty doing an audio blog because I actually enjoy writing. I went to college for journalism. I was thinking about this earlier, which is easier to talk about if you think about it before. I went to college for journalism, and even though my roommate was a radio journalist, he was doing all the radio stuff and the broadcast stuff. I was actually a reporter, a newspaper journalist. I was the editor of my college newspaper, the weekly, the whole bit. And so I actually enjoy writing. I like putting my thoughts down on page. I like getting. I type really, really fast, so it's nice to just get all this stuff out. And, you know, I don't mind that. I think it's a great idea. I like doing it. But I think it might be better for someone who was more comfortable. Maybe had a better radio voice than I did. But I don't even know if anyone understands what I'm saying. I talk very fast. And, you know, I sort of slur my words. I've got sort of, I don't have a nose. If you ever see my picture, you'll see that I don't have a nose. So I sound kind of nasal, that whole thing. So it's not like I'm the best, you know, person to be doing some sort of audio, you know, post. But, you know, that's what I'm doing. And so that's it. So anyway, before this blows up on me, because I don't know how long I can talk before this does blow. I should probably keep talking at some point and wait to see if it blows up. But I don't want to lose everything I just said. So anyway, so I will post again soon, and actually I'm going to do some links. Some people sent me some emails, and I got some other referral links that I want to get. Want to post some stuff about, and that's about it. So, anyways, this is Russ, and I'll talk to you soon.